What has the transition between a small bedroom community like Redlands to D.C., what has that been like?
It's been amazing and incredible, and just such a special opportunity that the people of the Inland Empire have given me. I really want to make the most of it each and every day. But I will tell you that it's the same skill set. It's the same commitment to working with people to get things done. It's that same mindset that I took as mayor that I really want to take with me to Washington. To be honest, I want to do the same things that I did as mayor, and that's be open and accessible, be transparent, you know, have opportunities where people can meet with me and talk with me about the issues and the concerns that they have for the region, and, you know, working on a bipartisan basis to get things done. That's what the Inland Empire wants to see.
Now that you've been at the job in Washington for a few months, how do you sort of see your work as mayor preparing you for this new role?
It's prepared me because it forces you to have those conversations and to meet folks in coffee shops and to, you know, work with people across the aisle and find compromise. I mean, those are the ways where I think Congress can learn from local elected officials, and that's what I've tried to do.
Well, you said that it's important to be in touch, and you sort of outlined your schedule. Can you just give me the rundown again of what your sort of split between D.C. and here is?
I come back every weekend. You know, being in touch with the community is the primary focus, and making sure that I see my family each and every week. So I usually depart Monday, catch a flight to Washington, D.C., come back Thursday evening, and then I'm in the district office on Friday, out in the community on Saturday, and then Sunday is all day with the family. It is wild and intense, but it is an incredible opportunity. I have the best job in the world.
Well, I see that part of your role as a congressman, you are now serving on a couple of committees. I see that you're on the Armed Services Committee and the Agriculture Committee. Walk me through your roles on those, and did you choose to be on these, or did you get assigned to them, or how did that work?
A little bit of both. They're assigned by a leadership, so you're given those assignments in Washington, D.C., but I asked for these appointments, and I knew that because of Norton Air Force Base, when I was growing up here in the region, the importance of the defense industry, that the defense industry plays in creating jobs in Southern California and in the California economy, that's an important role to play, and also our role in the world, making sure that we're safe and making sure that Inland Empire residents feel secure. And I'm also on agriculture, again, you know, an economic issue for California, but also something I'm passionate about. I'm on the nutrition subcommittee within agriculture. So when we talk about programs like WIC and SNAP and food insecurity as it relates to the Inland Empire, I want to make sure that I'm at the table having that conversation with 95% of kids, 96% of kids on free or reduced lunch in the city of San Bernardino. The important role that schools play and that nutrition plays in making sure that our young people are taken care of is incredible and very personal to me.
Well, has your work on the Agricultural Committee reflected on the California drought at all, or been dealing with solutions for that perhaps?
Well, we've had conversations about that. We've also had conversations when the port slowdown was happening. Members of the committee worked and talked with the agriculture secretary and let him know that we would encourage both parties to come back to the table.
Speaking of the ports, that sort of lends itself to the burgeoning IE logistics industry. And I'm curious as to your take on that. I mean, some view the warehouses and logistics centers as something of a savior for the region, and others see them as problematic or perhaps, you know, less than ideal blighting landscapes. What's your take on logistics and warehouses in the IE?
Well, I think it can be both. I mean, I think if it can be done right, and if we can mitigate the traffic impacts and the air quality impacts, then I think it can be a great job creator and tool. But I have been very honest, and I voted to approve many warehouses and distribution centers when I was mayor of Redlands. But I don't think it's the best land use decision when we're talking about jobs per square foot. You know, manufacturing and others are still much better on a jobs per square foot. And that's where I think, you know, there can be a balance, because we can talk about, you know, the Amazons of the world and those point of sale operators. There's Lamps Plus who does their .com work in Redlands, and Amazon and others, where you have more activity and you have more people working out of those warehouses and distribution centers. I'd like to see, you know, a renewed focus and a continued effort on those job creators, because I think that's an opportunity to have more jobs in the short term for the Inland Empire while also supporting the sales tax base of the region.